This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We finished Kudet. We did Vayakam Kudelesem. So what we're doing is we're going back to Brachos and going in order. We did through page 7 last week, the Ramamor Nevuchim about Bara and Kaina and so on. And now we're holding in the word Bar under Evan Ezra, page 8. So the word Bara, everyone is used to the Shigur D'Lishna of it meaning Yesh Mayin. Rishonim have different pshatim on it, and we'll see over here the Bara. So the first thing, Devin Ezra, Roy Mefarshim Amru Shabria Lohoitzi Yesh Ma'ayin. So the Rambam we just said before, the Rambam on the Vuchim, so last week says that Bria is Yesh Ma'ayin. Bechein in Bria Yivra Hashem. So there's Bria in Bria Yivra Hashem, which is the Ilu. What he meant to say was something completely new will be born. But he says, "V'hine shachoi v'yivra lekimas ha-taninim." It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created taninim, and the taninim is something which came from something. He made it from whatever it was—the earth, the water. V'sholosh b'pasuk echad v'yivra lekimas ha-adam b'yirei choshech shehefecha or shuyesh. So b'meila, he doesn't quite like that pshat. So he says, so now he says a pshat. V'yesh dikto kamila bara l'shnei taimim. So the word bara has two different meanings. In other words, it's not that it's wrong that the word bara can be yishmayin, but it's not quite the only meaning. There's another meaning, which is in fact Bria Yesh Ma'ayin. Basheni loy bara oisam lechem. He's teaching the word bara, which means to give out, meet out the what they needed, and he says that the word bara over there, the hein the ayin is mischalif. Which is choosing somebody. So what does it mean? So he brings a whole bunch of places where the word bara he feels has the same meaning. And he says of vitamoy ligzer velosum gvul nigzer. It's when you cut out a certain amount, when you sort of cut to size, cut to shape, or give a certain amount. So that's the shayush that word. So the word can mean either yesh ma'ayin, it can also mean to cut and to give gevulos to something. So the vayivra that's used in the three psukim means, I would venture to say, very similar, that it means something along the lines of tsura that we spoke of last week. When you give something a tsura, you shape it, you cut it to shape. So bara would be the same thing. I would maybe possibly understand that in Aramis, bra means outside, gav gimel vav means inside, gavoi and bra means outside. In other words, when a person cuts and shapes something, he creates something that's apart from something else. So the word bra could mean that also. Now, in a certain sense, it is a formative type of action. It's not yesh me'ayin where nothing existed before, but when I take a rock and I cut out of it a column, in a certain sense, it's a very elementary type of giving something a metzias, as opposed to sort of finishing touches and so on. So that could possibly explain that the words have certain similarities to it. I'm not sure, but al kaponim, that might be the meaning in what the Ebenezer wants. Okay, the next one is an Abarbanel. Abarbanel, his derech is a lot of times that he brings all the shittas. He's a ma'asev ha'machtes. He's kind of a bit encyclopedic in that way. He brings a lot of the shittas, and here also he's going to list different shittas. He was like from the very end. He was at the end of Gaur Sfarad, and that's his derech. B'yesh mishama, there are those who want to learn like the Rambam Nevuchim, shehamtzar yesh me'ayin toma bria. He says it's true that bria can be used for that, but it's not muchrach that it's always used for that. So he says ve'elam divrei ruach. He doesn't like it. Shem kein miach rechon shabria shesma. The big point of the Rambam is Bria Yesh Ma'ayin to him is a very, very important piece of the puzzle. And therefore, that the Pasuk says it mefurish, that there's a musig of Bria Yesh Ma'ayin, is to the Rambam central. If the word Bria can mean either or, then there's no Raya anymore. The Rambam is very insistent. If you don't believe in Bria Yesh Ma'ayin, it's wrong, it's out of the very strange about it. But you can't prove it from a pasuk l'shitas in the way that they're learning. So he says, Dina Radak Limashach HaDeazos, the Radak follows the Rambam. Kosev B'Shoshav, so the Radak has the Sefer Shoshim, which is grammatical roots of the words, and he teaches the roots, the three-letter roots, and different applications. The Kosev B'Shoshav Sheborosham Nefan Yonim Eschalfim B'Dashitov. It covers certain common ideas. The Rambam is referring to now he says it also goes on the Bechira. Now Bechira, I think, is also a what's the right word for it? It's a meaning that shares a lot of commonality. The opposite of Bechira is predetermined. So if I make a decision, sorry, if a computer makes a decision, it's based on a program. The decision that the computer made, we shall invest in this company, is a decision made by a cause and effect. Program A said this, that, the other thing. The data input was this as this, but Bemela, this is the result of it. So there's no Bechira there because something preceded it. And it's just real Bechira seems to us as not having been determined or anything before, not having been Mukhra by anything before, and it's a standalone thing. So he says, sorry. So he says, "Reina shlishi ala krisavash chasa destruction kumabura esen." So maybe the pshat would be it's sort of an utter destruction, which is the opposite. It's sort of making ayin miyesh. Vinyan vi al shuman v'yoyvik me'egna ish shemen v'bari b'riyas v'tevus. So this is very hard. That in Lashon Kodesh you would have four different meanings for the same word, with very little in common. The first two I could hear shares a commonality. The third one, okay. Fourth one is really so it's strange. Lashon Kodesh, it tends to be that when there's a common meaning, there are different shades of something. So that was a dark spot. He disagrees. There's a primary meaning and then a borrowed meaning. Its primary meaning is certainly Bria Solom. Gracious Borolikim, Shehim Tsiom, Gracious Borolikim, the Shem Tsiom, Hashem Bekoicha built about Pachlis, Achahedagomo. Aval. So he doesn't, so the primary meaning is that. What do you do with all the other places? Aval Kvarnisha Ladas Washim Briak Venachosarishaina. So he says, could one say Bria can be used? Bria is a certain Yesh Me'ayin, but there's two types of Yesh Me'ayin. There is something which actually did not exist totally, or something which existed only in potential and was brought out of potential. To us, Minakoach HaLapoal is, as far as we can see, it's Yesh Me'ayin. And when we see a motor starting, when you attach a battery to it, to us it appears Yesh Me'ayin. So using Bria for Minakoach HaLapoal is a similar meaning, similar enough, and we'll explain some of the things. He says that first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a material that contained its potential, everything, and then brought everything out. This is very similar, or exactly like the Ramban, who speaks about a koach hiyuli, that things came out a sort of from original, from some sort of original material. I want to add something. It's very hard. I can't possibly give any type of specific analogy, kind of, but the fact the world to us appears as evolved from something, which this Hesber would explain it. Again, the details, not, but just the idea, the world doesn't, I mean, the way these Rishon Ramban and this Rav Ram, and Anossi and others, the point is that it was like a box within a box within a box. The Bria was on the most original of the Chaimer, and then there was a Hashgacha that brought out A from B from C, D, and so on. A continuous one pouring else out. It would explain that the world would appear to us as a series of developments. There was a Bekoach and came out the Paul and so on. It correlating the age of time is not, but in the idea of it, that if that was true, the world would appear to us as a world that came out from a point of potential would very much fit. And it's also, you ask yourself, what's the Ramban brings this, and the question is, what exactly is the like, what's Tam HaDavar? Like, how do they explain it? I'm not sure, but Agapanim, this is what he says over here. Which is the way we said before in the Ram, and the Shalzen Nema Elo Tosheim Vos Bihibarim of So that's what the pasuk means. There's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bayre, and then he brought out. I want to add a nekuda about this. Was speaking about revolution. It's very possible that time-wise it happened in 1 second, but the picture that we would see in front of us is not everything in 1 second. We would see the process. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that the world to us is structured as Min HaKoach HaPoal. It may have happened in an instant, may not, but the time is not important. There was no timing. But the point is that the result of it would be seen as a process rather than instantaneous. Okay, Divrei Chachamei Zal, Gam Kein Asar Dvar Nuvar Erev Shas and Hashmashas, Lo Amru Nasu, Lefisha Oz Naslam Metzias Koich Nashesil Pol B'Shas Tzoyach. That's when the seed was put in. Zeo Das Hanasi Rayesev Azeh. Umimeno Hoitze Sheapirish Pasuk Breishish Shebetlo Baruch Kibashayim Ba'aretz, Shenosin Koichonius Vefsharus La'oysa La'oysa Machaimrim, Elia Metachten, Shemtze Achak Nasim Hatsuris Asim Lepo B'machshash Yomim, Meitzofer Yitzim Yikal Lokan Ramban Rashpish Pasuk Azeh, about Chaimah Yuli and so on. Ha'omnam. So this is the second das about Rav Nosi. He doesn't agree with it either. Omnam kishiun das anasa shem bara la'yuntzet tzedek miti kifiyara saksum. He doesn't think that's what the word means mitzad the psukim. Kine loshem bria nemal ham tzos adav shle musik hamasim sivyoyne. La'yuntzet korekhem v'acher. So he says bria means bringing something into total Metzius. And now he explains at least the fourth pasuk. Mipnei zeh hoya shehushal loshen bria ledova yofa toy b'minak by bria stavis v'toyva svegon ishbori macholi bria. In other words, you want to say that something is in its fullest form. It's in top form, top shape. So the word bari, which means healthy and robust looking and so on, fits this point. Because it's like it is in its full form. So that explains the fourth type of pasuk. V'le'timtzena la'dova chosa koychani ve'ed al zeh ki boi shavus kamalakta shevbor lekim lasois shevshesh furus hashos bar mitzias sholu las v'mino las kaviyosei akein amarti sheloshen bor yerik ifina chosa shena amsois yesh ma'ayin mitzias sholu poli lozulose. How what he does with the other pizza, I don't know what there's a big arichus, so maybe discuss it right now. But the point of the Bel Shita is like the Rambam and like the Rabbi Meira, and whereas some of the other Shitas of Rama Nasi, the Ebenezer that we saw, they're all they learn differently. Okay, the next one is
the Raya from Shabbos.
yeah. I should borrow the Kim Lazas, yeah.
So he's saying there too that it's not Yesh Me'ayin.
It's well, it's Veshayim and it's Sholem. The main thing is Sholem. Asher Bar Lekim Lasis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed, and that's why that's what it's, so he's saying it's Yesh Me'ayin in total. Okay, the next one is a Ibn Ezra about the meaning of the Elohim. This is the first place where we meet the name Elohim. So he says, Achashematsanu Elokai. We know that there's a word Elokai, which means a single God. Yodanu kiloshin kelekim loshin rabbi. We know that Elokim is now Lashon Rabbim, which really poses a dilemma. How do we have many gods? If it wouldn't have said the word Kael or Lokai, could have said maybe that's just the name, but it means that. V'sheir so he said it is the Mechobedika, it's the Mechobedika version of the word. Okavid Lashon Loyas. It's like you'd say in Yiddish, "Ir," when you speak to a chasher person, you use Lashon Rabbim, so the royal we. And so on. It's interesting. I was in a Tzitzor once, and somebody who's a professor, he was a professor in Bar-Ilan, maybe from person, was very annoyed with the using the that form of plural. In other words, people from Yiddish, when they speak in Ivrit, they so when you speak to a chashva person, you say atem choshvim lavar apam or mashu, you address them in a plural lashon. And this person's very upset. He says it's a nonsense translation from Yiddish, has nothing to do with Ivrit. No, so I showed them in Ezra. Was kind of taken by surprise, but it's more than that. Devin Ezra didn't know German. In other words, it's an Arabic form that he's putting in, and it is, it's a kind of, and he brings the right from the psukim. V'chein milas olav elo ve'edyo alkein amakosav boro v'loy bro. So it's lashon kavod, and the it's not rabbim, it's not boru, it's bora. So Vayomer Elokim is a lashon kavod and so on. That's how he's learning it. Okay, so that's one shot, I guess, kind of the pashta pshat we understand it. So Elokim is name of Hashem in a derech kavod. Umiderech hatishei dana kadiburim yikaru safa. Now he has another way to explain the word. When we speak about speech, sometimes we use the word safa. Now safa literally means the lip. So he says the reason why it's called safa, bavur sheyiru shemimena yatsu. So even though the dibur itself is much deeper than the lips, it comes from a much deeper place, but since the way it appears to us is as coming from the lips, so we call it that way. We talk about neshama, we use the word lev, even though lev is a physical entity. Why? Since the heart is its first station, we call it lev. I want to add something about this also. It's ubiquitous in Lashon Kodesh, in Sukkim. The word lev is the way we talk about the heart, the emotional heart, and so on and so forth. And the question is, biologically, we've done the experiment. We've transplanted hearts, personality stayed the same. So what does the pasuk mean? Lebavchem, Asurach Lebavchem, and so on. So I won't say Hezben, I think it's Emes, I think it's fits in exactly what he means. If I tell somebody, people are dying here, there, whatever, this terrible famine going on here, there, and the person says, okay, and I get very annoyed, and I say, how can a person not be emotional? And the person says, I'm very emotional, how do you know not? So the answer is, emotion requires that something transition to the body with some reaction. Knowing in my mind and then saying also the words, like I'd be a computer, X amount of people killed, anything above this number is a tragedy, this is above that number, therefore it must be a tragedy. That's not emotion. But so some people jump up and down, some people cry and sob, and who knows what. The minimum that it have an expression in the body is that the heart begins to beat faster, slower, more erratically. If it had a minimum effect on me, other than just the information that I've received, it has to express in the heart. So the heart is its first is the first expression of something that's crossed over the threshold of a reaction to guf, as opposed to mere invasion of mind. So therefore, he says, so you always look at the first instance where it becomes visible, and you take it like that. Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does comes to us through Malachim, it's appropriate to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anshei Malachim. Just like my speech is Anshei my mouth, even though my mouth is the last stop, but it's the visible stop. So here also, so he says over here that it means we can learn Elohim's primary meaning is Malachim. If you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he comes out to us through Malachim. Patasim Malachim. So there's a big machlokas between Rabsadi Goyen and Ibn Ezra, where the Adam is more nichba than Malachim, or Malachim is more nichba than Adam. So obviously, a malach is more nichbar than that. More or less, the way we understand it is that it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about absolute value, of course, a malach is much more Torah, Kodesh, v'cholo. But the accomplishment that a bas of Adam become ruchni, that's Adam. So when you talk about mo nichba, it depends. V'tam alokei tzvakos k'mo alokei lekim, v'tam alokei yimotze menu ova ayasi. V'atoch shal shem alochem hi me'esh beruach. Don't think that mochem are made of fire or wind, literally. V'avoshem sa oisem lochos ruchois. Ke'en kacha derech pshuter. That's not the pshat. Rak dibe dove bitkhila meise breshes ve hoche me or ba ma oite or ba hak neite shmaim vor kiev maim all over esha shel ruach ba ma ke ruach shlucho shel hashem lechas al mokem she shalchenu ve chene esh me shosav. So over there he's talking about fire and air being the mesharis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word malach over there means mesharis, and that's what he's referring to. Ba ma yosel smochaneo ve zeise yibashach en kosav ruach soris edvarim. Betam es hashvayis haaretz kmo etzem hadavar u'simen im hapol kmo es hashamayim u'pam yachzer kmoi asher bara lekim adam, which should have been there. V'nimtzei hapol kmo yivar riv v'adoiv v'emsei misu yitachas im v'tachzman. So the word es has different uses and so on and so forth. Let's just see the Ramban here, so we finish. Va'omer lekim ba'al hakoyachas kulam. Kamilo ikra kale. So Ramban says the word Elohim is the master of all the forces that operate in the universe. Shehu koyach be koyach v'milas merkeves el heim kale heim kilo kale samach v'heim yirmas kol shara koyches. He is the lord of all the kochos kloma kochos chula v'yis parasoid bezeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, there are many forces in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the motive for all of them. That's the Ramban's pshat. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week, I'm not going to be here, so there won't be a shir. In 2 weeks from now, it'll be Purim. I don't think the Olam will be, the shir is on the test. So, Bez Hashem, the week after Purim, Bez Hashem will resume, Bez Hashem.